Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
With Multiview from Xfinity, you can watch up to four football games at once, which can lead to some tough choices.
French toast nibblers or breakfast nachos?
Actually, I was thinking about heading out only because I want to beat the traffic.
The best part of the sleepover is the next day. I was going to throw the games on.
Bobby Big Wheels.
I mean, how can you call yourself a sports fan without Xfinity? We got the Multiview.
The best college and pro games all in one place.
I'm not going anywhere.
This is how football was meant to be watched. Xfinity. Imagine that. Restrictions apply. Multiview requires Xfinity 4K capable TV box.
I don't care if it's a 20 and a half point spread, because I already watched this team lose an opener when it was a 14 point spread. So you've already shown me that you can lose a football game when you're a two touchdown favorite, and not only lose without really fighting.
Now, guys, it's a 20 and a half point spread this weekend in Tuscaloosa, Wisconsin, coming down to take on Alabama after Alabama went up there to Madison and won last year. So obviously the bookmakers don't think it's going to be close. But after the way that Alabama looked week one against Florida State on the road, how much of this game, and David, I'm going to start with you, how much can be won back, to the fans, for us watching Alabama? Like, how much movement, if Alabama comes out and looks as good as humanly possible, could you get out of this game?
I don't care if it's a 20 and a half point spread, because I already watched this team lose an opener when it was a 14 point spread. Mm-hmm. So you've already shown me that you can lose a football game when you're a two touchdown favorite, and not only lose without really fighting. Now, I think you saw a message get sent here in week two. And yes, it's Louisiana Monroe. And yeah, you won 73-0, but again, it's not about the score. I think you saw players and coaches more engaged on the sideline based off what happened against Florida State. But beyond just an attitude, there are some technical things that I think you can take from this game. I mean, Ty Simpson went 17 for 17 for 226 yards, three touchdowns, and no interceptions. Again, having played the position, I don't care if you're throwing routes on air. That's difficult to do. That's something you can build off of. Yes, I do think Alabama will beat Wisconsin, because I think Luke Fickell and Wisconsin have their own issues. But to your point, no, this isn't something that you don't get the trust back in one single game. No. You have to do this consistently over the course of a season, because a pattern has emerged. It wasn't you just lost to Florida State. You lost to Vanderbilt a year ago. You lost to a 7-5 Michigan team. You almost blew a lead against South Carolina. A pattern has emerged, so you have to create a new pattern moving forward throughout the rest of the season.
Well, and Blaine, I've continued to say, because I've had Alabama fans ask me, you know, like when are you going to know about this team? Like, you know, obviously it's one really bad day at the office, but we know how talented the players are. To me, regardless of how bad you beat Wisconsin, you're not going to know about this Alabama team mentally and culturally if something's been fixed until there is an adverse moment in a game where their opponent is as of equal or greater value than they are. And you probably won't be able to see that until Georgia. If you know, Bama goes down 10-0 to Wisconsin, I think it may not just be a mental, cultural thing. There may be some other problems built in there. That's the difference, I think, between Alabama and Wisconsin's roster. Do you agree, or is it something that you can watch this weekend against Wisconsin and go, yep, Florida State game, just a fluke. Bama's going to be fine. Kalen DeBoer's got it. Is that a possibility?
Well, I think we've kind of found out now that Florida State's a lot better than what we thought they were. And I think Alabama's not going to be as bad as we think they are. I think Florida State's a top five team, to be honest with you. With the numbers they've been putting up, with the talent they've had, if you watch Florida State, that's a damn good football team. But I do think this Alabama team needs to walk into every weekend to a faceless opponent, right? You have to treat everybody, even this Wisconsin, like as bad as Wisconsin has looked in a couple of weeks, they've looked a lot better in the second half of the game that is played. I mean, scored on every single drive. O'Neal didn't look bad at quarterback. I know this game is sitting at 20 and a half, but Cone, to your point, I mean, week one was 14 and a half. And my thing with Alabama, I know Ty Simpson came out, went 17 for 17 versus ULM. If he struggles early versus Wisconsin, right, kind of goes back to the way he was there in Florida State, Is there going to be movement? Because, I mean, I know it was ULM, but you saw Austin Mack come in there and look pretty good, right? Is that quarterback room still in flux? Or is Ty Simpson, are they set on Ty Simpson for the rest of the year?
Well, again, you know, injury, you know, notwithstanding, I think, you know, that there's always going to be some competition in that room until Ty takes that step and gets those quality wins or really cements himself into that position. I just feel like going into this game for Alabama, the game plan is you obviously want to match physicality with Wisconsin. You also want to use your weapons and your team speed that is better than Wisconsin's. But doesn't it feel like Wisconsin's just got one choice? Just go in there and try and be more physical than Bama and make the game ugly and make the game nasty.
Which I've seen them do for
which
years.
Which I've seen them do and muck it up, and I get that. But I'm interested to see the way Alabama approaches this game from a physicality standpoint after getting embarrassed in the line of scrimmage. Because I think there's a world in which Alabama is bigger, stronger, and faster than Wisconsin and is able to beat them at their own game. And look, you can say what you want. Danny O'Neill ain't doing to Bama what he did to Middle Tennessee, who's a really bad football team, by the way, and they're just right up the road from us. So I'm game plan-wise, David, I mean, how much do you put in Ty's hands early? Or do you line up and say, we're going to go prove to the world that we're a physical-ass football team here at Alabama?
No, you need to showcase Ty Simpson's ability to be dynamic. Unless you think this is the old days where you have Derrick Henry back there and you can just turn around and hand the football off and be better than everyone, which I don't think you can do. But here's a couple things that Ty Simpson can hang his hat on. First, he looked great early on against Florida State. And, yeah, that was only one drive or two drives. But to Blaine's point, I think we've identified that Florida State's a really good football team, and at least you look good early and led a successful drive. He can't help who they played in week two. He doesn't make the schedule. All you can do is play as good as you can against that opponent, and he was perfect, 17 for 17. And another thing is the guys who were behind him who transferred out, Dylan Lonergan at Boston College threw for 400 yards and four touchdowns last week, Holstein at Pitt. We've identified Holstein's a heck of a player. The fact that you beat those guys out and you are the starting quarterback right now at Alabama, there's a reason you won that job. Go out and perform like it every single week. That's all you can control.
Boys, we've already had some tailgating, some grilling on the weekends, do some wings on the grill this past weekend. Good Ranchers, the only place to get meat. All right. That's why we subscribe there and why Good Ranchers is essential in our routine. 100% American meat from local farms and ranches delivered straight to your door. And it's fantastic. The beef, the pork, the chicken, everything they have, it's awesome. And here's the deal. If you subscribe to any Good Ranchers box today and you use code BOOSTER, that's B-O-O-S-T-E-R, you get your pick of free meat for life. That is free meat for life, and not just in your first box. So hit up goodranchers.com, use our code BOOSTER, that's B-O-O-S-T-E-R, for that $40 off plus free meat for life. David, favorite thing you've done from Good Ranchers on the grill?
Bone-in ribeye.
I love when you talk like that.
And chicken wings. And filet. You want me to keep going?
Keep going. The Wagyu burgers. Talking about making sliders like Randy Johnson with them sliders. GoodRanchers.com. Welcome to the table, son. Blaine, if you're Luke Fickell in Wisconsin, and again, you look at the schedule, this will be the first big time test. We know, do we have an update on the quarterback injury? I mean, is Billy going to be, you know, I need to see how.
I think O'Neill's the guy.
Yeah, it's just, it's gotten to the point now where I went back and watched a little bit of Wisconsin on Sunday, and I'm just trying to find a way in which there's a world they can hit big plays down the field against this Alabama secondary, and I'm not seeing it. And if you're Kalen, after losing that first game the way you did, I don't want to, you know, use the term run up the score, but you need to start beating people to death. Like, it needs to get the confidence and the mojo a little bit. And I feel like this may be the best bet on the board. I feel like Bama minus 20.5 may be the best bet on the board.
Okay, so Vanderbilt a season ago and Florida State this year showed a blueprint for how you can beat Alabama that I don't think Wisconsin can follow. Oklahoma last year and Michigan last year, granted, that's a completely different team, but still, there's a coaching holdovers and a lot of players are still the same. They beat Alabama in very different ways. To your point about being physical and making the game ugly, like what are some ways that Wisconsin, like very specific ways that Wisconsin can pull that off and maybe beat Alabama in a similar way that Oklahoma did a year ago?
Well, when it comes to, you know, the quarterback run game, it's not just, I think sometimes people think it's one or the other. The person that can make like the Johnny Manziel or even John Mateer, you know, incredible play, break a tackle, improvise on a pass play and take off. And that's one thing. But truly having a quarterback design run or being able to line up in a wildcat formation with a running back or another body outside of the quarterback and have success running the clock and limiting possessions. To me, for Wisconsin to have a chance to win this game, they need to treat it like we see sometimes in college basketball when these teams that play really, really slow pace, they don't want to get in transition. They want to keep you from getting in transition and limit the amount of possessions and make you shoot efficiently from the floor. It's not going to be sexy, but it's going to keep you within a score or 10 points of the game where if one thing happens, you go on a little run. Now you've given yourself a chance at the end. I think that's the only way. If Wisconsin goes up there and tries to run a bunch of trick plays and be somebody that they're not and take a bunch of chances in areas they're not used to doing it, Bama will beat them by 40 points or worse. I just feel like you got one move. It's like Zoolander, right? He's not an ambi-turner. Can't turn left, so you got to go right. And Wisconsin, making it ugly.
Sure.
You know, trying to limit when Bama gets in on the other side of the field, making them kick field goals. How much do you blitz to leave one-on-ones on the outside? I just feel like that's the only way Wisconsin got to start trying to dribble the shot clock down.
Well, yeah, Wisconsin's going to have to win time of possession. That would be the first stat I would look at in this.
That and turnovers, without even, I think.
Yeah, I think, well, not only turnovers, but you got to be clean from penalties, right? This game is where?
It's in Tuscaloosa.
It's in Tuscaloosa. So you got to be clean from penalties, turnovers. You have to run the clock all the way down. And I do think you need to take somewhat of a page, you know, out of what Florida State? Attack the edges. Attack the edges of Alabama. You see a lot of mugged linebackers from Alabama and mugged. They're closer to the line of scrimmage, right? So that's tougher for inside backers to get on the edge. It's muddied up reads and pulling blockers. So if I'm Wisconsin, I am looking at Florida State. Obviously, I know Danny O'Neill's not Cassianos, right? But he's somewhat, I mean, yeah, he's had 15, 17 carries. So it's not anything terrible. But you're going to have to muddy this game up. I'm just saying, Wisconsin needs something to go right early.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If they can have something.
You need Bama to fumble
right early,
a kickoff or right, like.
And like that
pass,
and not only the players
kick.
And the coaches of Alabama, but that stadium too, because they're on the verge.
Yeah.
Right now, right? It's an emotional roller coaster. One bad thing happened, you know, that fan base will somewhat turn and say, here we go.
Yeah, it does feel like inside of Bryant Denny on Saturday. Like, as the leader for Kennedy Board, it could go one of two ways. Either they can may carry you through the city in a parade, or they may carry you out of the city and throw you off
a
cliff.
I'll tell you, because I'm going to be there. 1975 championship reunion with my father-in-law, Richard Todd. So I'll check the pulse on the fan base and report back.
It's like those movies you watch when the people are turning on the emperor.
Yeah.
You can hear the whispers.
You can hear them. They're right close to the gate.
And the only way you stop that dunk as an emperor, you got to go kill somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? And that's Wisconsin.
Yeah. Here they come. And we know what you've done to Badgers in your past.
Yeah.
I hate them.
So I'm just shocked. I'm just shocked you're going to be on the same field. All right. So we're gonna make our pick of this game on Wednesday. So make sure you're locked in. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I already said I thought the 20 and a half was the best.
Yeah, you made your pick.
So you can go ahead and guess who I'm going to take in a vengeance killing, I guess, as they say. And like the chances of me not being excited about it and happy they're honoring Mr. Richard. That's going to be awesome. Let us know in the comments your score, your prediction, like the chances of us not being fired up. We're going.
Ah!
Gone. Caught that in between two fingers.